House Judiciary Committee subpoenas DHS Chief Mayorkas to release details on accused illegal alien criminals. By John Binder on June 30, 2024. The House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas to release details of how and when certain illegal aliens, accused of crimes against Americans, got to the United States. Late last week, the committee sent the subpoena to Mayorkas after the agency has repeatedly failed to hand over specific details, known as A-files, on illegal aliens arrested and charged with crimes over the last few years. Your response, to date, without compulsory process has been inadequate. Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, wrote in the subpoena cover letter, according to the New York Post. Related video, DHS Chief Mayorkas forced to face family of grandmother. Granddaughter allegedly killed by human trafficker. Since October 2023, the committee has been asking for details on accused illegal alien criminals, but Mayorkas has not produced any such information. Most recently, in April, the committee requested A-files on a slew of illegal aliens accused of crimes, including the six migrant men charged with a mob attack on two New York City Police Department, NYPD, officers, but whom Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, D., has offered plea deals. Mayorkas, though, did not respond to the request. Among the accused illegal alien criminals that the committee has subpoenaed Mayorkas over is the rape of a 15-year-old girl in Massachusetts in March, allegedly at the hands of a Haitian migrant. Also, the committee wants details on the Venezuelan illegal alien accused of sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in Campbell County, Virginia. In each of the cases noted by the committee, the migrants involved either successfully crossed the United States-Mexico border or were apprehended but released into the U.S. interior as a result of President Joe Biden's catch-and-release network. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.